J on sax, Paul Vargas on piano.
We aren't gonna let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. To live a long life, longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen. Miss Elaine Gibbs.
In this room today. I can't make it without you, Lord. Take my hand, precious Lord. I need you, Lord, yeah. Oh, yes. I need you. I can't make it without you. Thank you so much. Thank you. happy Sunday, first of all. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, praise the Lord with me. Hallelujah. He deserves it. Hallelujah. We made it from then until now. All right? I need you to do this with me. Come on. Day to celebrate veterans, let's say Martin Luther King Day. Yeah. God. Come on, put your hands together and give everybody up here a round of applause. Give Mr. David Duvall a round of applause.
Elaine Gibbs, ladies and gentlemen. Elaine Gibbs.
All right, check. Yes, let's give it up again for Elaine Gibbs. That was amazing. Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. I love this quote from Martin Luther King Jr. It really calls us to think deeply about the gifts that God has given us and whether we will be a light of encouragement and strength to our community and to our world to cross the barriers that divide. And will we use those gifts? And today, what you're seeing from Concerts for Hope, who has orchestrated and put this all together, is an embodiment of that calling to go, let's use our natural gifts, our creative gifts, for something that bonds and unifies us in a common brotherhood in our communities. Amen. So great job. Thank you, Concerts for Hope, the symphony, the choir, all the musicians that are here. This is important work that's being done. It's a joy for us to get to enjoy just the music. I love the music. And David was asking me, how does it sound in rehearsal? I said, David, it sounds beautiful. It sounds incredible. And God has worked incredible things to make this time very, very special to unify our community. And I want to share to all of you an opportunity. This organization, Concerts for Hope, does a lot to try to unify the community through the gift of music. And they want to give you an opportunity. He puts these on as free concerts for the community. Many of the musicians here donate so much of their time and energy and talent, the tech team. And we want to just ask right now if you would participate in this kind of unity of brotherhood. We put the QR code up on the screen as an opportunity just to give a donation to the nonprofit organization. We support it as a Westside church. We believe strongly. This is a message that even Jesus himself believed in, the unity of brotherhood. And we absolutely believe it's a worthy calling. So if you could participate at this time in any fashion whatsoever, it is greatly appreciated. You can give through that QR code, and it would go to things like this for future events to execute them. You know, we're going to continue the concert right now, and we're going to be playing a song called Blessed. And this song is particularly special because in our city right now in Los Angeles, they're going through a lot of trials and tribulations, some difficulty. And all of us can relate to that. All of us have been through our trials, our difficulties, and yet through that, a blessing can come. It can come from us rising up from the ashes of difficulty and using our gifts, our talents, and our time to make a difference in other people's lives, which is what is going on. We're going to get to hear from a new musical group, or it's been around, but the musicians today, some are from the Westside Church. The group is called 490. And this originates from Jesus's message when he was asked, Jesus, how long should we forgive people? How many times? Should it just be seven times? And he said, no, not seven times, but 70 times seven, which is 490. And so here we're going to perform the song Blessed. We give you 490.
It's quiet all around. The only sound here in the silence are the snowflakes falling down, just like glitter on the ground. Another year's come around. Got me thinking back about the times when I had nothing but big dreams still in my head that were hanging by a thread. If you'll desire in my chest, but I'm blessed. Looking in the eyes of my children, surrounded by the love I've been given. Don't wanna take a moment for granted. Sometimes it's so easy to forget, to be grateful for the life I've been living. I'm learning to have faith and forgiveness. Sometimes I lift my heart to the heavens, just so I remember that I'm blessed. Here we are together, taking time for one another underneath the Christmas tree. Sweeter than a symphony, it means everything to me. Sharing all our stories of our failures and our glories, even when our homes got torn, we made it through the storm. And I couldn't ask for more, 'cause I'm blessed, looking in the eyes of my children,
blessed,
surrounded by the love I've been given,
blessed.
Don't wanna take a moment for granted. Sometimes it's so easy to forget, to be grateful for the life I've been living. I'm learning to have faith and forgiveness. Sometimes I lift my heart to the when I'm down and I'm lost and I'm tired, when it feels the whole world is on fire, close my eyes and imagine a choir. Even when I feel like a mess, have to take a good look inside me, yes. In my hurts where I found the holy, I guess. I'll never be perfect, but I try my best to remember I'm blessed, looking in the eyes of my children. Don't wanna take a moment for granted. Don't wanna take a moment for granted. Sometimes it's so easy to forget, to be grateful for the life I've been.
Molly Berry. Just to let
somewhere,
Kevin Allen on vocals too, and Carrie Bonet Morales, thank you, and Nedra Eubanks. Jeez, this church is so talented. You guys got so much talent here. We're going to do something, it's pretty much our last song, but we're going to really bring up a special guest for doing that, and she's also part of the Metro Church, too. So this is something that that a good friend of ours, Kirk Franklin, wrote.
Here, y'all ready to stomp out there? awesomeness. I'm filled with the joy that I must profess. Yo, he took away my emptiness. And when he came into my life, I feel so blessed. So if you know my God, like I know his name, you gotta get on up and give him all the praise. No matter what they say, we're here to tell you today, our God is an awesome God. But we need hope in the world today to overcome, y'all. We gotta make a change. You see, MLK helped spark the flame. It's up to us to turn it into a blaze. It ain't about your race, the color of your skin. Cause in God's eye, you know we all are kin. I got brothers and sisters of every color and creed. In the kingdom of God, we're living out the dream.
Couple minutes. Can I get a little bit more volume on this? Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to say thank you very much for allowing us into your home. We really appreciated playing for you. I want to let you know who's been playing for you. On bass one time, we call him the Doctor. Mr. Joshua Young, check him out. Thank you. Musical director, Mr. Paul Vargas, on keyboards. Also a musical director of the choir. Oh boy, he brings a lot of great singers with him. Sam, Monica, College, Emeritus, Gospel Choir, just killing it. His name is Will Bryan, one time. It's been our pleasure to play for you on Divine Orchestrations, Mr. Clyde Mitchell, and an incredible ensemble. Give it up one time for the string players.